There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Last fall, Congressman Virgil Good of Virginia introduced a House resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of what is called a NAFTA superhighway, or enter into any type of North American union with Mexico and Canada. This resolution did not pass before Congress adjourned in December, but the new Congress surely ought to open an investigation to get all the details about such plans out on the table for public view. Congressman Good's resolution pointed out that the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of our borders, and that we are concerned about the plan to build a NAFTA superhighway from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and up into Canada, which would be a major highway of a North American union. He pointed out that it would be difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies that employ Mexican drivers if there were any accidents, and that foreign trucks in our country can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection of the trucks. He also pointed out that a NAFTA superhighway can facilitate the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. Another aspect of these plans is that the NAFTA superhighway is expected to be controlled by foreign companies collecting the tolls, and that would threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Congressman Good and the co-sponsors of his resolution concluded that, first, the United States should not engage in the construction of a NAFTA superhighway. Second, the United States should not enter into a North American union with Mexico and Canada. And third, the President and Congress should indicate strong opposition to these proposals that really threaten the sovereignty of the United States.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Despite all the public debate over NAFTA, like most Americans, you still probably don't have all the facts. If you'd like more information on the secrets and hidden agenda behind NAFTA, just write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word NAFTA. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 to Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on web banner for the address.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. You're a big coffee drinker. I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
From the heartland of America comes a heart of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Dairy Brownfield Show, starring Dairy Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says growing old is inevitable, growing up is optional.
I should feel good.
Dairy Brownfield!
Hello there, Dairy Brownfield here. I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today, I just happened to notice that the feds are after Texas and their NAFTA superhighway. The feds would like to see Texas have the NAFTA superhighway. They call it the Trans-Texas Corridor, and they want to do that. And they are going to give money to help Texas get started on this project, a project which, by the way, is going to be paid for by some foreign money. The whole thing is going to be a toll road, and it's going to be operated by foreigners, for foreigners. And the Federal Highway Administration is really upset because there are a lot of Texans that say, hey, we don't want this thing. We don't want foreigners owning our roads. We don't want the feds coming in here and telling us what to do. So they actually have two different bills in the Texas state legislature now. They have passed the Texas House. They've passed the Texas Senate. They're both aimed at imposing a two-year moratorium on all public-private partnerships that involve construction of new toll roads financed and operated by private foreign investment groups. Now, these things not only passed the Texas House and Senate, these bills flew through the Texas House and Senate by such large margins. Now, we know that Governor Rick Perry, of course, he's one of the globalists that are behind this, but we know that he's going to veto it. But they've got such a margin that they're going to override his veto. Now, this really has Washington plumb upset. Washington doesn't really know how to handle states' rights. So what's happening here is the Federal Highway Administration is now threatening Texas with a loss of federal highway funds. They say if the state continues with its legislative plan for a two-year funding moratorium on the construction of the Trans-Texas Corridor, then the feds are going to cut off the highway funds. Now, I don't know how much guts the Texas state legislature has. I don't know any of the people, really. But, you know, to just threaten like that would make me just bull up and want to do the opposite. I'd go straight ahead full speed and say, to heck with you guys. You're not telling us what to do. We're out here. We believe in states' rights. This is Texas. We are tough, and we are ready to fight, and we don't care if you keep your money. Just keep your money. That's fine. We don't even want you down here. Now, that would be my opinion if I was on the state legislature. But I don't know. A lot of folks are going to say, oh, we be cutting off our nose to spite our face. We got to have that money. First of all, they're not going to cut out the money. Money will keep coming. You can bet on that. But anyway, they wrote the Federal Highway Admission wrote a four-page letter, and their chief counsel, James D. Ray, signed it. And he advises, this isn't a threat, this is an advisory. He advises the Texas Department of Transportation of some pending legislation proposals if signed into law, could affect the state's highways eligibility for receiving federal aid highway funds. Was that a threat or was that some advice? See, the letter expressed concern that the Texas legislature is nearing passage of a 2-year moratorium blocking planned Texas Trans-Texas Corridor toll road projects. If Texas loses the initiative it now has, private funds now flowing into Texas will go elsewhere. We wish to make sure that Texas can continue to receive the full benefits available under the Federal Aid Highway Program. That looks like a threat to me. And like I said, I can't believe that Texans, of all people, you know, they ought to say, get lost. Get lost. We don't want you down here in the first place. This is our country. This is our state. And, you know, anyhow, David Steele is co-founder of the website CorridorWatch.org. And he says, as you might guess, we greatly object to federal interference in state affairs and the attempt to influence public policy at the state level. Now, as I mentioned, there's two different bills already passed the House and the Senate. We know that Rick Perry, the governor, will veto them, but they've got enough people there that they can they've got enough votes that they can override anything the governor vetoes on this particular thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens, and hopefully, we've got one state out there that will stand up and do what is right and tell the feds to get lost. Now, this is another interesting story, changing the subject totally. And then, I'm trying to make my time right here. But we're going to talk about this vitamin supplement thing here in just a little while. So this is really, really important because the FDA wants to control such things as drinking water if it's used for medicinal purposes. Well, isn't all drinking water medicinal? But we'll get back to that later. But the Fed has its way. If you have herbs in your garden, you're going to be a drug dealer. If you have all kinds of juices are going to be considered drugs. We'll get to that a little later in the show. I'm watching the clock because I don't want to be disrupted once we start talking about that. Now, here is melamine. Melamine is the compound that the Chinese put in the pet food, supposedly. But actually, it wasn't just in pet food. They put it in wheat gluten, corn meal, soy protein, rice bran, rice proteins. Now, the idea was to make these foods or these foodstuffs look like they had a higher percent of protein than they did. Melanine is not a protein at all, but it will show up as a protein on some of these tests. Now let's take a break because apparently there's a lot more to this than the pet food deal. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. Now, we've all heard and listened to and watched about how the Chinese have been putting this melanin in certain animal feeds. One of the major feeds that it was in was corn gluten. You wonder why in the world would anybody in the United States want to buy corn gluten from China when all these ethanol plants don't know what to do with the corn gluten that they have? In other words, you know, we talk about how, oh, looky here, we're going to use all this corn up as gasoline or as fuel, and then it won't be any animal feed. Once you get the ethanol out of the corn, hey, you still got a lot left. And corn gluten is one of the products that's left. Anyway, the Chinese were putting this in wheat gluten, cornmeal, soy protein, rice bran, and rice protein. Now, all of these glutens and proteins go into a lot of different products for human consumption. Now, whether it's gone into human consumption or not, we don't know, but we do know that an estimated, at least, and this is according to the Department of Agriculture, 6,000 hogs have been given feed that have been containing this melamine. The USDA official said that so far, states have quarantined one farm each in South Carolina, New York, North Carolina, and California. Now, they haven't quarantined any other farms, but they say that there has been some of this product fed to livestock in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Utah. Now, here is the trigger on this thing. The Department of Agriculture says, we're obviously tracking each farm and, frankly, each hog. Now, does that ring a bell? Does that sound like NAIS? Well, we don't have NAIS. How can they be tracking each animal and each farm? They're doing it without NAIS? Can you believe that? Okay. The USDA also said it believed a poultry feed mill in Missouri has purchased some of this feed. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authority over livestock feed. Now, I did not know that. But anyhow, that's what they say. What about the USDA? The USDA just oversees it as it is being sold. U.S. health officials say they're looking for whether humans may have consumed food containing melamine. FDA officials said they would inspect all imports of the products that we just mentioned because these products are used in foods ranging from bread to baby formula. Now, here we are again, the breadbasket of the world. Why in the heaven's name would we be buying corn gluten and wheat gluten from China? See, I can't understand that. Well, anyway, that's the deal. The interesting thing is, hey, the USDA is going to track every farm and each hog. And we don't have NAIS. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention, men and women suffering from...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we have returned. Now, we've been discussing this on the Common Sense Coalition for literally years. If you can remember back, if you're one of our listeners that's been with us for a while, we discussed the Codex Alimentarius, Aliman somebody. Anyway, we talked about it, and it's all part of the CAFTA treaty. The CAFTA is the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Now, that's all in there, and we discussed this back at the time that CAFTA was being voted upon, and in there is this codex thing, and it has to do with vitamin supplements. Now, let's realize that already in these other countries, in Europe, they already do it, and I think in Australia. I'm not sure about Australia, but I know in Europe, you cannot go to a store in Europe and buy vitamins and mineral supplements or herbs, because they are considered drugs, and you have to have a doctor's prescription in order to get just some simple little thing like vitamin capsules, all right? Now, the Food and Drug Administration is telling us that vitamins, other supplements, herbs, other natural substances, including water, is used to treat, if the water is used to treat dehydration, should be classified as a drug. Now, let's think about that just a minute. If water is used to treat dehydration, it would be classified as a drug. What does water do? It keeps you from being dehydrated, does it not? Try going without water for a few days at a time and see what happens. Or try going without water when it's 110 degrees in August, like it's going to be this summer. Try going without water for just a day and see what happens. You become dehydrated. What do? You drink water. Then water is a drug and should be controlled by the Federal Drug Administration, according to what the Federal Drug Administration is, what the Food and Drug Administration is wanting us to do. Now, on April the 30th, that is Monday, we have until Monday to express concern about the proposals. It's docket number 2006D-0480. Now, that was up until just this morning. Now, I find out just this morning that a public comment period on the Food and Drug Administration's plan to classify vitamins, supplements, herbs, and even fruit juice as drugs has been extended from April 30th to May the 29th after the proposal has been publicized. Well, we've been publicizing this proposal for at least a couple of years, I think. I don't remember. Time flies so fast. But I know when they first came out with this Codex Alimentarius in the CAFTA deal, Jeff, do you have any idea when CAFTA was passed?
Was that 05?
I don't know. It's been a long time in terms of weeks. So we've been discussing this, I'm pretty sure, for at least 2 years. Now, recently, WorldNet Daily ran the story that I'm referring to now, and a lot of people became upset, but people didn't care. I called Eileen Silva about this with what used to be Bypass, with the, Cardio One people. She didn't seem too concerned about it. I've talked to a gobbin a bunch of people. Now, some have. But even people in the health food industry didn't seem to care very much. People, they're serious about this. And if you don't believe it, go over to Europe and try to buy some vitamin pills, okay? Now, Andrew C. von Eichenbach. He has put its complementary and alternative medicine products and their regulation by the Food and Drug Administration on a fast track for implementation. The FDA is trying to regulate all things that are considered by them to be treatment for disease. They want to regulate vitamins, herbs, alternative therapies, things like hot stone therapy and massages, down to juice and even holy water is mentioned in this thing. I know the devil hates holy water. He may be behind this. I don't know. It might mean having to go to a doctor or medical professional for vitamins. If the FDA has its way, growing and selling common garden herbs would get you arrested as a drug dealer. If the FDA has its way, massage oils and handheld massagers will be regulated as medical devices. If the FDA has its way, vegetable juice will be regulated as a drug. If the FDA has its way, weight machines will be regulated as medical devices and required FDA approval before being used or sold. If the FDA has its way, raw sprouts and other anti-cancer foods will be regulated as drugs. Bottled water that treats dehydration will be regulated as a drug, and massage therapists who use hot rocks as part of their therapy will have their rocks regulated as medical devices. Food, supplements, vitamins, homeopathic remedies will disappear from our store shelves. If the FDA gets its way, we'll be right back. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep. Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
Gold prices fell on Thursday as the dollar rebounded from near historic lows and oil prices fell. Gold closed in New York down $9.60 to $674.40 an ounce. Silver fell 46 cents to $13.28 an ounce. A combination of dollar strength and strength in the Dow over the last few days has actually pushed the metals aside, according to Joe Guzzardi from the COMEX floor. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement, first made national headlines with the tractorcade to Washington, D.C. in the late 1970s. AAM keeps rolling on, fighting for parity for agricultural producers everywhere in America. Parity was determined by averaging commodity prices from 1910 to 1914, when the economy and prices were balanced among producers, middlemen, and consumers. Today's parity prices are adjusted to inflation. Today, 15 commodity prices average 60% below parity. AAM is pushing government announcements to be made far enough in advance that the producer will have adequate time to make needed adjustments in their operation. To join the American Agricultural Movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, aspire to inspire before you expire. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, we've been talking about this FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, wanting to control vitamins and minerals and herbs and even water if it's used to prevent dehydration. So they want to control our lives is what it amounts to. And you say, oh, that's so ridiculous. It's not going to happen. We said the same thing about a lot of other things that have happened here in the United States. Now, it has already happened in Europe, so it will happen here if we don't get up in arms about it, okay? Like I said, if the FDA has its way, growing and selling common garden herbs will get you arrested as a drug dealer. Vitamin store owners could be prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. How about massage people, massage therapists? They would be arrested for practicing medicine without a license, right? According to the FDA's draft guidance, and we've already gotten several calls asking me about candles. Are they involved in this thing? Or some kind of what kind of candles are those?
Aromatherapy candles.
Aromatherapy candles. I hate to smell those nasty things. But, no, I don't know a thing about it. If you want to find out, I'm sure you can get the draft review. Now, it's probably 20,000 pages. I don't know. That's the way the government usually does things. That's what they did with NAFTA. That's what they did with GATT. And that's what they did with the Patriot Bill. I'm sure everything that can be mentioned be in there. I don't know, though. The FDA's draft guidance on the issue first appeared in December. But federal officials said it was printed in the Federal Register February the 27th. So if you really want to study this, just go back. You can do this. Probably, you could do that on the Internet. You can get on the Federal Register, can't you?
Sure, I would think so.
I would think so, too. Just go back and find February the 27th and look up the FDA's draft guidance. Now, if you've got the next 30 or 40 days to sit there and read the thing, you can find out what's in it. Okay. The FDA has reported that approximately one-third of all adult Americans have reported participating in or using some form of complementary and alternative medicine. And officials estimate nutritional supplement sales total about $5 billion a year in America. Now, can you see why the FDA is doing this? $5 billion and not going to the pharmaceutical companies, for goodness sakes. They can't stand that. They've got to get in on this deal. And the only way to do it is make the things that we are using illegal. I told Beth yesterday, I said, Beth, you need to order a whole bunch of Cardio One. They'll cut it off. Now, if we had, we'll probably be arrested for having it. But I believe Cardio One. I've been taking it for years, and I've been living for years. And I think it's a good product. Okay? Anyhow, what this means to consumers, according to the proposal as outlined by the FDA, is that things like vitamins and herbs be controlled by the FDA and could possibly require prescriptions from a naturopath. Naturopath, somebody that believes, a doctor that believes in nature, all right? Herbologist or some other physician. In other words, you'd have to go through your health insurance company to get this stuff. Now, I was thinking about that. That could help the livestock industry. Do you realize that practically all of these, I guess you could get, you know, you'd be considered a drug dealer. But the settlers didn't know why, but they knew it worked. But when they were out on the prairie, they would use buffalo dung and make tea out of it. And that's because cow dung or any animal that is a rumen, a ruminant, that means they have these bacteria in their fourth stomach, or in which stomach it's in. You know, a cow has three, has actually, if you include the paunch, she has four stomachs. They manufacture several of different B vitamins. So cowpucky might get a drug, you know? It'd be good stuff, but get us all in trouble. Can't you imagine going to prayer? What are you in here for? I'm a drug dealer. I sold some cowpucky. Anyhow, this move by the FDA is designed to destroy the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. Now, there were some people that were wise enough way back in 94, and I say way back, that's not been that many years ago, but we're talking about 13, 14 years ago, that they got this Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act passed. Now, what that act did, it made supplements legal. It made all of these things legal. All right? And all this natural medicine was legal and is legal here in the United States. As of now, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act is in effect. And I was going to say this morning, it will be until next Tuesday. I don't know when they're going to... See, here again, this thing would never fly in the legislature. As stupid as our congressmen and senators are, they wouldn't pass legislation like the FDA is just going to make rules and regulations. See, we do not live. And by the way, I have an interesting article in next month's Chronicle concerning how they can legally get away with this. I don't want to get off the subject far, but it goes back to the War Powers Act in 1903. And it gives a president the authority to be a dictator. And I've been studying this for 15 years, I guess. And finally, Nancy Levant put it all together where it's easy to read. And I can do it in one page. Now, you know, that doesn't make us an expert on it, but it explains to us. Anyhow, back to the Dietary Supplement and Education Act. The FDA wants to do away with that because that is tying the hands of the big pharmaceutical companies. They control what you and I do out here on our own. In other words, if we want to use vitamins and herbs, natural cures, and we know that many of these natural cures work, or we wouldn't be spending the money on it that we are. They say $5 billion a year is spent on natural cures. They work. Maybe not all of them for everybody. Somebody will call and say, well, I did such and such, and I didn't help me any. Well, maybe you're different. But we do know that with as much of this done as is, if it was a phony deal, people would be doing it. All right. Anyhow, if the FDA decides that things are to be reclassified, they will regulate out of existence. Anyone who dares to manufacture or sell products may be branded a criminal, rounded up by the FDA agents, and this is a system of medical tyranny. Wording directly from the FDA. Now, this is quoted right out of this, the FDA draft guidance, quoted right there. If a person decides to produce and sell raw vegetable juice for use in juice therapy to promote optimal health, if the juice therapy is intended as part of a disease treatment, the vegetable juice would also be subject to regulation as a drug. According to an essay written by Roger Wilkie at Rocky Mountain High Herbal, he says the unstated purpose of the FDA and similar organizations in many other countries, the protection of major pharmaceutical company profits. Expensive testing protocols act as a way to keep drugs and herbs within the control of the international cartels. While such may make sense, new synthesized drugs with no track record or cultural tradition or popular usage, they are inappropriate for herbs and food products, especially those with long history. The FDA announcement said the federal government has been investigating and monitoring complementary and alternative drug medicines since 1982. It also said, depending on the therapy or practice a product used, may be subject to regulate. The Food and Drug Administration is now trying to take over the entire health, and goes on and on and on. Now, the WorldNet Daily reported on an agreement by the FDA and the Fed Trade Commission to a trilateral cooperation charter with counterparts in Canada and Mexico. Does this sound like the North American Union to you? Under the auspices of NAFTA, the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America that will evaluate the crackdown on public access to food supplements. Let's take another break. We'll get to the telephones of the gob and a bunch of callers here. We'll do the best we can as quickly as we can. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry on Field Show.
Drum roll, please.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What show the signs coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes, and menaces. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of earth's story. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic events in light of wisdom, but without the will of God, this is possible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America's prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrant wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what's coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. F-888-21-1715. Again, 888-21-1715.
There is one and only one National Populist Newsweek staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative analysts who have dared to rip the veil deception from the cover stories promoted by the money-controlled medium of
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes excellent, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call. Receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEW, or visit amenfree.net.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
I had no idea coffee could be.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much, really. What less than we've been for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I'd be one at the Hollywood, too. Where do I get some?
Just call free, 866-223-0017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25-cent discount. I did.
Okay, that's free, 866-223-0017, coffeeking.biz. Do it now. Thanks.
Now, this is going to be I'm going to try to get to as many callers as we probably can, but hang on, callers. There's so much we need to discuss, but I mentioned a moment ago that WorldNet Day has reported the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission has gone in with a trilateral cooperation charter with Canada and Mexico under the auspices of NAFTA and the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. In other words, this is the North American Union operating again. The Trilateral Cooperation Charter is determined to attack the Dietary Supplementary Health and Education Act of 1994, moving to merge our food and drug regulations with those of Canada and Mexico, both of whom are far more restrictive on dietary supplements than we are. Now, I don't know what they're in Mexico. You'd think you'd get anything in Mexico where the drugs come from. But nevertheless, that's what WorldNet Daily is saying here. And I have occasionally. But WorldNet Daily, when they say something, they're 99.9% right. They know what they're talking about. Go back to the Codex Alimentarius Commission. We discussed it a while ago, but it was created in 1963 by the Food and Agricultural Organization of the World Health Organization. Now, that's the United Nations, people. Codex Alimentarius Commission claims that the main purpose is to protect the health of consumers and ensure fair trade practices in the food trade worldwide. The Codex Alimentarius Commission is dominated by, who do you think? Corporate, multinational interest. That's the pharmaceutical industries who runs the thing. And they say their primary concern is health interests of the people they claim they are in business to protect. Now, I'll tell you what, very quickly, they do not want healthy people. It's not in there. If everybody was healthy, there ain't no pharmaceutical industry, all right? They don't want healthy people. Come on, they want to kill as many people as they can, but let them die slow so they can... We always laugh in the cattle industry, you know? Spend over $100 ever during a cow. Because the more spend, the less she'll live, and the first good frost want to kill her anyway. And this way, the pharmaceutical company operates. Look at just watch their ads on television. Watch their ads. Hey, boy, this is wonderful stuff. But the side effects, and then they'll go on for the next 30 seconds telling you all the bad side effects. It's going to give you headaches and constipation and blah, 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 blah. They don't want to save people's lives. They want to make us die slowly. So we'll spend more money with them. Now, when we come back, let's get as many callers as we can. Callers, hang on, don't I? Shouldn't I be hearing music here, Jeff? Yeah, I thought I should. My little clock on the wall said I could. Little clock on the wall might be about 5 seconds slow. Take a break. We'll get to the phones very shortly.
This is the Barry Brownfield Show.
When people ask me how I can make a difference, I tend to join the Aragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
The Aragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we had any idea when we put a foundation together that Aragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of aiding. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like we do the very best job as travel speaking and educating people about what we need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today calling toll-free 1-877-847-343. Go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Mom just turned 82. I really about her living.
My mom's 74, and
This is the first year he's going to be on him. It's scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to on him several times a day.
Each year, more old Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if he became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help residents. Right now, for a limited time, the Alert USA system for just the sensitive. For a free brochure, call 1-800-893-7077. That's 1-800-897-3077. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
We have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence.
All right, Gary, you know what? I still say you should be president. What I want is, what is our president doing? He is worried more about the stupor he stopped than about being treated as Americans. What I can see is, why do certain people the authority to make all the billions of people that live here in the United States have to do what they say?
Okay, you get next month's Chronicle. And it explains that in there through the with the Enemy Act, which is also called the Act that the War Power Act. Nancy Levant explains it perfectly, and it's been going on since 1933. Let's go to Wanda in Missouri. Hi, Wanda. You're up next.
Hi, Gary. Quickly, I'll 2 points. What the FAA did in 1933 is what they'll do again. Is what they'll do again here. Back then, they cut down our multivitamins down to recommended daily amounts from grams to micrograms, because they would be almost useless to us. But we went ahead and we started buying supplements and taking massive amount of them separately, so that threw them. So they couldn't make us sick that way. That's what they'll again when they gain control of this. They'll cut the vitamins back that way. Now, even if you have to get them by prescription, you'll be getting almost nothing.
Hang on a minute, Wanda. Now, you're in the stock business, are you not?
My husband is.
Right. All right. Now, you can buy vitamin A in 50-pound bags. How are they going to control that?
I don't know.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see, because in the wintertime, you see, you can store up vitamin A for a good little while. And vitamin A, we get vitamin A from green grass, all right? And we get vitamin D from sunshine that works on the ergosterol in your skin. Okay, some things that it looks to me like they can't control. Yet, in the livestock industry, in the wintertime, once we know that the vitamin A has been killed by the frost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we start putting vitamin A in cattle feed. And like I said, you can buy it at the feed store. It's going to be interesting to see what they would do in those kind of situations.
Well, I believe this is a part of their depopulation agenda from Agenda 21, and I don't believe that we're going to have any food supply over here by the time they get through, not any that's nutritious. My second point was this harmonizing with Mexico and Canada, which will include these vitamins. A more prosperous nation cannot have more prosperous business dealings than the less prosperous nation, which, of course, would be Mexico. So if Mexico cuts down on their vitamins or their supply of vitamins, and we don't hear, Mexico's going to scream to high heaven and take us before the International Criminal Court, and we will have to answer to that, because that's part of that treaty, and they will make us cut down on our vitamin intake here, or the amount of vitamins that the FDA will allow, and then the FDA will get approval that way to cut down on the vitamins in case they don't get this through Congress. But as long as we can fight this through Congress, we have a chance all the way around on keeping as much of our vitamin minerals as we the right to buy them as we can.
You know, you're so much well-versed, so much more or better versed on these international treaties than most people. When we talk about the International Criminal Court, a lot of people say, hey, that thing doesn't even exist. Just like they said, well, the North American Union doesn't exist. Wanda knows exactly what she's talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, and they will. And have we ever been to the International Criminal Court and won a case, Wanda?
We have stayed away from the International Criminal Court. We have been able to until this NAFTA treaty.
Okay, but the World Trade Organization. We've never won a case with the World Trade Organization, have we?
I don't know about that.
I don't think we have. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Sorry for the rest of our callers. We just have to do this again in the near future. We now have until May the 29th to get this thing killed. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.